still loose and brought in by Bender. Bender to number four, Mason Dubes into the corner to Sheridan. Sheridan back up to Dubes. Back to Sheridan in the corner. Nothing there. Going to the cross the way. Carson Bender inside the lane. The floater in the hook shot is good. 2 points for Bender. His first points inside the arc tonight. 4-point ball game. 49-45, 3 minutes left in regulation. Foster across midcourt in transition. Goes up for the layup, and this one's in for two. 11 points for Foster. 6-point game, 51-45, 2:53 left in fourth quarter. Sheridan for Lakers in the corner, back up to Dubes, and it's stolen by Strachan. Strachan, known in front of him, goes up and he is fouled, and Strachan will go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul will go, I do believe, against Andrew Siegfried. If that is, that's only his first foul. Yes, it is. That's only Siegfried's first foul of the night. Eighth team foul.
He's very judicious about fouling, but the answer to our question is coming in a depending on how it happens on this particular foul shot.
Strachan free throw, no good. Misses last two now. Phillips comes in as well as Campbell, replacing Chris Walker. Hold on. And didn't send number. Didn't see who else came out there for the lay for Carroll. Regardless, though, 2:44 left in the fourth. Second free throw from Strachan is up. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Pasek. Here come the Lakers, trailing by 6 points. Williams at the left wing, dribbling, tries to feed down. Foster trying to bat it out of bounds. And it will be Laker ball right in front of their own bench. Strachan now sits down, replaced by number 35, Caleb Cotton. 2:36 left in the fourth. 51-45, Carroll leading. Pasek gets the inbound for the Lakers at the left wing. Feeds it to Siegfried in the corner for three. This one's short, airmailed. And rebound still loose, and it comes into Graves. No one in front of him. Graves goes up for the layup, and this one can't fall. Rebound, Pasek. Top of the key, Williams nearly traveled with that one. It's almost a carry. Good defense from Carroll, and Foster scoops it up. There's another turnover for the Lakers. First of this quarter, and a foul is drawn by Caleb Cotton, and so be a one-and-one situation for Cotton. And the foul will go against number two, Mason Pasek, and that is his fourth personal foul. Rest of the way out, double bonus for both teams. 2:07 left in the fourth quarter. Carroll, 51, Lakers, 45, at the free throw line, shooting one-and-one. Caleb Cotton, he has 5 points, 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far this evening. That came way back in the first quarter. First free throw long, no good. Rebound though, Phillips keeps the possession alive for the Carroll Tigers. Over to the left wing to Foster.
Foster's everywhere in this court.
Foster is a speed demon out there. Cotton at the right wing to Foster in the right corner. No one there, goes right down the baseline. This one's no good. Phillips gets the offensive board, goes reverse, Lincoln in for two. Phillips with 16 now. 10 rebounds in this quarter for Carroll, 5 on each side of the ball. 53-45, going down the lane, and Pasek is fouled as he goes up for the shot, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Question, who's this on?
Number 11, Miles Campbell.
I thought it was possible that Phillips picked up his number.
I almost thought so too. Double bonus, regardless though, and Pasek was in the act of shooting. First free throw rattles that one home again as the home court advantage here. Slew of substitutions for the Lakers. Sam Gosta, Mason Dubes, and Hunter Keim replaces Carson Bender. Nope, Sam Gosta has to hold his shot here.
It's like we're
and
going
Anthony Sheridan going small now.
Going a little offense for defense.
Defense for offense
switch.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
1:38 left in the fourth, 53-46, second free throw, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Hunter Keim. Keim puts it, can't get it to fall, and rebound brought in by Graves. And so that will walk the length of the court, and Graves will go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul will go against number two, and that is the fifth personal against Mason Pasek. So Mason Pasek has played his last minutes here for tonight. 53-46, Carroll leading by 7 points. Caleb Graves, the senior at the free throw line, shooting two.
Basically is with 9 points, what I have.
Caleb Graves has 10 points of the night, and he's 5 for 10 from the free throw line. Or 5 for 6, excuse me, for 10 points. First free throw is up. This one's no good. A little bit off the mark. 53-46, 7-point ball game. 1:32 left in regulation. 3-possession ball game. Second free throw from Graves. This one's no good as well. Rebound, Siegfried. Siegfried gingerly bringing it up the court. And we have a timeout called by Eric Wisner. A full timeout with 1:27 left in regulation. So it will be Laker ball at midcourt. 53-46. Lakers trailing by 7 points. 3 possessions.
That's a lot of time left in this, though. 1:27 is an eternity, especially when you got a lead.
When you take a look at foul trouble, Caro is out there with Trevin Phillips with 4 fouls, as well as Caleb Cotton and Chris Walker. For the Lakers, Mason Pasek now fouled out. Anthony Sheridan has 4 fouls, as does Carson Binter. So same case for both teams. Believe it or not, though, Lakers with only 1 turnover in this quarter at 1/4 century, 25.
It is amazing. Now, Coach Clark, he has a decision to make.
You know,
when do you put the ball in the ice box? You know, right now, you've got a golden opportunity with 7-point lead. And you know, right now, the clock is your enemy. I don't know if that's what they're talking about right now. I should have listened in.
Yeah, we're close enough. So both teams in double bonus, 53-46. Carroll leading by 7 points. Lakers on offense.
Each team has 2 timeouts.
It's all there for the Lakers right now. We have Siegfried, Mason Dubes, Mason Williams, Anthony Sheridan, and Carson Binder. Inbounds to Mason Dubes, 1:24. Over to the right wing to Williams, down to Sheridan in the corner, and this one's stolen away by number 3, Clint Davison of the Caro Tigers.
Now that's a smart senior play. Rather than go ahead and go to the races, he went ahead and took some time off the clock.
And they foul Caleb Cotton at the midcourt. So this will put him at the free throw line shooting 2. Caleb Cotton is 0-for-3 from the free throw line. He has 5 points, a 3 in the first quarter, and a field goal in the third quarter. Caro has not done well from the free throw line this second half. They're 50% from the free throw line in the first half. Cotton's first free throw. This one's good.
That was nothing but net.
Nothing but net, absolutely. 6 points for him and an 8-point lead for the Caro Tigers. That's the largest of the night.
He makes this one. It's a true 3-possession game of, you know, Trey's.
But Carson Binder's still out there for the Lakers. Second free throw. This one's good. It's a 9-point ball game. 55-46. Feed it inside to Carson Binder. Left block. This one's in for 2. And we have a timeout called by Eric Wisner.
Okay, they're down to 1 now.
Carson Binder with 17 points in the night. Another full timeout called by Eric Wisner. 1 remaining for him, as John just said. Caro has 2 timeouts. 55-48, a 7-point lead for the Caro Tigers. It was 17-7, Lakers leading after the first quarter. At one point, Lakers was leading by 17 points in the second quarter. But then Caro outscored the Lakers 15-7 in the second, and then 22-13 in the third. John Mooney, your thoughts here?
Caro has enough points right now to go ahead and salt the game away. They don't even have to take another shot. All they got to do is go ahead and play keep away. And yeah, I'm sure that Coach Wisner is thinking about that too. So I imagine probably his best back defense is not necessarily man-to-man. He hasn't showed it to us yet. So probably a 1-3-1 zone. Trapping zone all over the court.
Caro is 4-for-11 in this quarter from the free throw line, 4-for-13 in the second half.
Foul shots. You know, it really close the game out.
10-for-25 in the evening. Shooting 40%.
Let's go, Caro, let's go!
They call it the charity stripe for a reason.
Caro will inbound on the opposite side of their hoop. 1:03 remain in the fourth quarter. They lead by 7 points, 55-48.
Uh-oh.
And Caro throws it out of bounds. Pass was intended for Cotton. And Davison threw it over his head, and so it didn't touch anyone. So Lakers will get it underneath their own hoop.
No time going off the clock. Wasted possession.
25th turnover for Caro. Both Lakers with 26, Caro with 25.
Now Lakers, they don't need the tray. They need to take that ball on the inside.
Carson Binder inbounds to Siegfried. 1 minute remaining. Back to Binder to Siegfried. Siegfried at the 3-point line of the right wing. Now down to the left block. Wide open is Mason Williams. High off the glass. In for 2. Williams with 4. It's now a 5-point ball game. 55-50. And Caro barely gets it in. And before Andrew Siegfried.